Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Daled Amud Beis. We're holding on Pei Daled Amud Aleph by the very last line, Umay Irya Dekatani. So the Gemara is still in the middle of discussing the very first case that the Mishnah had mentioned. The Mishnah was giving examples of people, of women, that they are mutter to the husband and asr to the yava. So the first case of the Mishnah was a kain hediyet shenasa as almana. If you have a kain hediyet that marries an almana, and he has a brother that's a kain gadol. So the woman is mutter to the kain hediyet, and alman is mutter to a kain hediyet, but she's asr to the yavam, she's asr to the kain gadol, because an alman is asr to a kain gadol. So in the previous part of the Gemara discussed the word nasa. Why does the Mishnah speak about a case of nasa? The halach would be the same if it was kiddush. And the Gemara answered. Now ask the Gemara on the next chelik of the case, that umay yuri the katani almana listening basula. That why does the Mishnah have to be discussing a case of an almana? This halach would be true even if it's a basula. A kain hedit shenasa sa basula. So she's mutter to the kain hedit. She's mutter to him, but she's also to the yavam, because when Reuven dies and now she falls to yibam, so now she's an almana by virtue of the fact that she's fallen to Yibam, she's an almana. So why does it have to be that she was an almana previously? Why couldn't she have been a basula? The kain hedit married a basula, and so she's mutter to the kain hedit, but she's asr to the yavam, she's asr to the kain gadol, because now she's an almana. So says the Gemara that v'chi tema a big chiddush that k'savar haytana nesuin harishayinim apilin, that maybe the tana of our Mishnah holds that the way you view Yibam is that the brother, Shimon, is picking up Reuven's original marriage, so he's picking up from where Reuven started from, and ad kedei kach, that all we care about is his wife's status at the time they got married. So if she'd be a basula at the time they got married, even though now she's an almana, it's considered like the kohen gadol is picking up the original marriage from of a basula, and would be mutter for him to do yibum with her. So that's why it had to be that she was an almana mitchila. It had to be that she was an almana from when Reuven originally married her, because otherwise it would be mutter for the kohen gadol to be miyavim her. If maybe you'll say that, but it's I've arrived from our Mishnah that's not the case, because the Mishnah says, Hari chalol shenasa ksheira. The next case is a chalol, a kain is a chalol that marries a ksheira. So she's mutter to him. A ksheira is mutter to a chalol. But he has a brother, the chalol has a brother who's a kain, that's a kasher. So she's asr to the yavam. And why is she asr to the yavam? She's a ksheira. Because once the chalol marries her, so now, and once they're together, once they do nesu'in, once they're together, once they have biyah, so now she becomes a chalala. So what do you see from here? At the time that Reuven married her, she was a ksheira. She was mutter to the yavam. But since after they're together, after they have bia, now she becomes a chalala. So now we say she's asr to the yavam. We don't say that the yavam's picking up Reuven's original marriage, which was with a ksheira. We say he's picking up on a marriage that's with a chalala. And therefore it's asr. So same thing. The Mishnah could have said in the first case that the case is a kayin that marries a basula, and so she's mutter to him, but now he has a brother who's a kayin gadol, and she's also to the yavam, because now she's an almana. So says the Gemara, so why does it speak about an almana instead of a basula? So says the Gemara, havadai misham seifa. This one, the previous shakvataria, we weren't sure, is misham seifa, misham msiasa, different answer. This one, says the Gemara, the reason why it says almana, this is for sure, machmas the seifa. And the seifa, the Mishnah, when it was discussing women that are usher to the husband and to the yavam, so misham dikabayla misti seifa, over there in the seifa, one of the examples it says of a woman who's usher to the baal and to the yavam, is a kain gadol shanasa as almana, is a kain gadol that marries an almana, v'yeshli ach kain gadol a kain hedyet, and he has a brother. Even if the brother is a kain hedyet, this woman is asr to the kain gadol. Of course, she's asr to the husband who's a kain gadol because she's an almana, and she's also asr to the yavam. She's asr to the kain hedyet. Now, why is she asr to the kain hedyet? The kain hedyet's allowed to marry an almana. Answer is, it's because now that she's an almana who is with the kain gadol, so she becomes a chalala. So that's why she's asr. And over here in this case, it's dafka almana. The Mishnah has to specifically discuss an almana, not a besula. Of a besula chazilei, a besula would have been mutter to the kain gadol, would have been mutter to the brother. It was dafka almana. This case is only true if it's an almana. So since this case was dafka almana, b'shamachi ketani almana. So too in the reisha, where we were also talking about the kain gadol, the kain, an almana, this type of shakavataria, we speak about an almana and not a besula. Agav the seifa. Now, ask the Gemara now a somewhat unrelated question, nothing to do anymore with the first case. Ask the Gemara the Maskefa or Papa. Or Papa had a kasha like this. that in Isa Lahadhi Asrabdimi Amrab Yaichnan doing some chazara. We had earlier Ayn Chasam and Aleph a memra from Rabdimi Amrab Yaichnan. Says Rav Papa, I've arrived from our Mishnah that Rabdimi Amrab Yaichnan is incorrect. Because Rabdimi Amrab Yaichnan said that when you have a mitzri, Shaini Shanasa Mitzris, Rishaina Bina Shaini Havi. There's a machlekes over there. Rabbi Yechanan held that when you have a mitzri sheni, a man who's a mitzri sheni, who marries a woman who's a mitzvah rishayna, so the child that they have together is a mitzri sheni, meaning you go after the mother. If that's true, that you go after the mother, so if so, ask Rav Papa, there's another case that could have been listed in our Mishnah. Listi nami mitzri sheni shenasa shtei mitzriyais. The Mishnah could have discussed the case of a mitzri sheni who marries two mitzriyais. He marries two wives, two mitzriyais. Achas rishayna v'achas shnia. One of them is a mitzri rishayna, and the other one is a mitzri shnia. V'hayu leivani merishayna v'shnia. And he has children from both wives. So, like this. So he has a child from both wives. So one child, the child from the rishayna is a sheni, according to Rabbi Rabbi Eichnan. And the child from the shnia is a regular Yisrael, is a shlishi, is a mitzri shlishi. Now says the Gemara like this, that the Mishnah could have spoken about a case that Inasav Kiorachayu, that if these children, if they marry who they're supposed to marry, meaning the Sheni, the Mitzri Sheni marries another Sheni, so then Mutaris Lebalayan, that would be a case that the wife is mutter to the husband, a Sheni marries a Sheni, the wife was mutter to the husband, the Asura is Leah of man, but she's Asur, she's a Sheni, she's Asur to the Yavam who's a Shlishi, right? Because the son of the other wife is a Shlishi. So she's mutter to her husband who's another sheni, and she's also to the yavam who's a shlishi. V'epach v'nasav, and if they marry the incorrect ones, the shlishi marries a sheni, the mitzri shlishi marries a mitzri shnia. So then mutaris liyavmein v'asuris lebalayim. So then she's also to her husband who's a shlishi, but she's mutter to the yavam who's a sheni. So and so you'll have a case where she's mutter to the yavam, also to the husband, mutter to the husband, also to the yavam. And you could also have a case of mutaris le'elu le'elu, where she's mutter to both of the husband and to the Yavam, by a Giyaris, by a case of a Giyaris, a Mitzri, even a Mitzri Sheni is not a married Giyaris, so that would be a case where she's mutter to both of them, and Asuris La'elu La'elu is an Ilanos, you'll have a case where she's Asur to both, and a case where she's an Ilanos. So the point is that you can have this whole type of case with Mitzriyas, and that could have been added to our Mishnah. That could have been the other a new example of our Mishnah. So if Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yechanan is correct, then this could have all been in our Mishnah. Touch the Gemara, and it should have been in our Mishnah. To which the Gemara says that Ena Chanami, it could have been in our Mishnah, but Tana Vishayer, our Tana, wasn't teaching every single possible example of cases where it's Asalabal, Matuliyavam, Asalabal. It wasn't saying every single possibility. It was just saying some examples. So it's true, it left this case out, and really this case would work because of Dimi Amr Abyaiklan is correct, but the Mishnah wasn't saying, the Tana wasn't saying every single example. Now says the Gemara, my Shire, Dai Shire. So what else is left out that you can tell me that the Mishnah wasn't being so specific, it was just saying examples? Says the Gemara, Shire Petzua Daka, and left out a case of Petzua Daka. If let's say the husband's a Petzua Daka, Reuven's a Petzua Daka, and he marries a Kshera, a regular Yisraelis, so she's Aser to the husband and Mutter to the Yavam, who's not a Petzua Daka. If the Yavam's a Petzua Daka and Reuven is not, so the woman is Mutter to the husband and Aser to the Yavam. You could have a case where they're both Petzua Dakas, in which case she's Aser to both. And you could have a case where she's a Giyayres, in which case she's Mutter to both, because a Petzua Daka is allowed to marry a Giyayres. So you can have cases of Petzua Daka that also could have been in our Mishnah. Elamai, from the fact that the Tana didn't say Petzua Daka, you see there are other cases that are left out of the Mishnah, and who had in the case of the Mitzriyais was also left out of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was just saying examples. You can't prove from our Mishnah that Rav Dimi and Rabbi Eichnan is incorrect. To which the Gemara says, Petzua Daka, that's your raya that the Mishnah is a ton of Ishayr. Imishim Petzua Daka, lav shiru. Says the Gemara, it's not true. If it's just off Petzua Daka, if that's your whole raya that the Tana is teaching a ton of Ishayr, he's just teaching examples, that's not a raya. Da Tana lechai v'lavit. I'll tell you that the reason why the Tana leaves out the case of Petzua Daka is because the Isra of a Petzua Daka is a chai v'lavit. Is a layavah Petzua Daka b'kal Hashem. Layavah Petzua Daka k'rushavcha b'kal Hashem. So since it's only Chai V'Lavin, and anyways the Tana already taught other Chai V'Lavin, so that's why the Tana didn't feel the need to teach Petzua Daka, because there's no element of Chiddush. to which the Gemara says, what, in every case in the Mishnah is a Chiddush, and two Chayvei Lavin mean like a Tani, v'Hadar Tani. There are Chayvei Lavin that are repeated in our Mishnah. It says Chayvei Lavin, and then it says more Chayvei Lavin. V'Katani Kain Hedi Shenasa Almana, which is Chayvei Lavin, and then it says a second case of Chayvei Lavin. It says V'Cholol Shenasa Kshera, that if you have a Chol who marries a Kshera, so that's also a case of Chayvei Lavin, because now she becomes a Cholala, and she's also to the brother who's a Kain Kasher. A Cholala to a Kain Kasher is Chayvei Lavin. So you see that even though it already said Chayvei Lavin, we say additional Chayvei Lavin. So too, the Mishnah should have said additional cases of Chayvei Lavin instead of case of Petzua Daka. Because you see that the Mishnah is fine teaching extra cases of Chayvei Lavin. First, the Gemara says, no, there is a Chiddush. Because Ahu it's Srichalei, Mashmin and Krav Yudah Marav. The reason why the Mishnah teaches the case of the Chol Shenasa Kshera, that she now becomes a Cholala, and she's also to the married the brother, she's also to the Yavam, a Mutter to the Baal, the Kshera is Mutter to the Cholol, is because that goof is a Chiddush, that the Kshera is Mutter to a Cholol, that the Kshera is Mutter to a Cholol, that's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush of Rav Yudah Marav, Dam Rav Yudah Marav, Lehuzru Kshera is Linasi Lipsulan. Even a Kehenes, even a woman who's a Bas Kayen, if she, and she's Kshera, she's allowed to marry a Cholol, there's nothing Asr, even though a Kayen who's a Cholol, even though a Kayin who's is a Kasher is not allowed to marry a Cholala, a Bas Kayin who's a Kshera is allowed to marry a Cholol. So that's good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is coming to point out. Agav. So that's why he repeats that Chayvei Lavin. It's not because the Tanya just holds that, yeah, just say all the Chayvei Lavin we could come up with. It was specific that one. It was specifically with regards to this one. The Tanya repeated it because it was an extra element of Chiddush. To which the Gemara says, but there's more Chayvei Lavin that the Mishnah tells us. Evakatani Chol Shenasa Kshera, V'Yisrael Shenasa Bas Yisrael, V'Yishal Ach Mamzer. There's also this case of Mamzer. Fine, Yisrael Chol Shenasa Kshera, you answered up. But then it says, Yisrael Shenasa Bas Yisrael, V'Yishal Ach Mamzer. The Isser of a Mamzer to a Yisraelis, that's also Chayvei Lavin. So that's extra. There's no Chiddush. As the Gemara, it's not true. Hanami loy mahadar misnahi dashmiinan lav shein shavu b'kol. That also is not just stam the time of saying extra chayvei lavin, because the original chayvei lavin that it taught was the case of the cholala to the kohen, and that's a lav shein shavu b'kol. And over here, vashmiinan the kamash milan lav shavu b'kol. Now we're saying the iser lav of mamzer, which is a lav shavu b'kol. So it's two different types of chayvei lavin. The point is that everyone is accounted for. Everyone has a reason for it. It's not just Stam the Tana was teaching extra Chayvei Lavin, so maybe that's why Petzua Daka was left out. Not because it's a ton of Vishayer, to which the Gemara says it's not true. There's still a Lav that's totally extra. Hakatani Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres V'Yeshu Ach Yisrael U'Mamzer Shenasa Mamzeres V'Yeshu Ach Yisrael. It talks about another case of Mamzer, not a case of Mamzer, of a Mamzeres. Same Isser Batzem, but that's totally extra. We already spoke about Mamzer, and then the Tana goes on to talk about a Mamzeres. So Mamzeres is totally extra. Lav Shmaminot, Tana V'Shayer, Shmaminot. So you see that the Tana is fine repeating just extra Chayvei Lavin. So if so, the Tana should have repeated the case of Petzua Daka and another Chayvei Lavin. Should have said Petzua Daka. From the fact that the Tana didn't say the case of Petzua Daka, you see the Tana was just saying examples. And who then? There's no Kashan of Dimiyam Rav Yechna. That which the Tana didn't say the case of the Mitzriyos is also because it's a ton of Vishayer. The Tana wasn't saying every possible example. It was just giving specific examples. And in a Chanami, there are more cases.